your mouth and your holy hill, and we come to worship you and worship you alone. You are the Holy One, the Mighty and Exalted One. Purify us with your holy fire. We offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. We've come to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. May you be praised, Father, honored, glorified during this time of worship. For we surrender to your sovereign will. O Yahweh, you are Elohim. You are the Mighty One. The El of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We thank you, Father, that you are forever faithful to do exceedingly abundantly over anything that we could think, ask, or even imagine. Let it be known today that you are Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Yahweh, everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 and 5050, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you in here tonight with us. We're live here on a Saturday evening, and we got a great program, part two of the identity of the house of Ephraim. We talked last night about the prophetic utterance of the Bible and how that America fits the bill of Ephraim or Israel scattered abroad at large. You know, a lot of people have, they have misunderstood. One of the greatest mysteries in the Bible is the evidence of where the birthright son went to, where he's at now. Is the birthright son in Jerusalem right now, gathering there for the last days? Are those that claim to be Jews, and that's what they claim to be, so you see, Jews are not Israel, except in 1/12 of the equation. And it's the divided houses, the house of Judah and the house of Israel. It didn't say that Israel would be over there regathering in that day. It didn't say that. Although there's preachers and evangels on the scene that tries to imply that we're over there guarding the territory that was given to Abraham's sons and daughters, but was that really the case? We're gonna really get into open up these mysteries for you tonight. But we're first going to talk about the Third World War that I talked about last night in Mr. George Washington's vision, the Third World War. Now, he said that that war would be here on the shores against the people of America. Now, to stir that up, there has to be some type of a trigger mechanism to start a war somewhere else that cannot be controlled, and it gets out of hand eventually, and the forces of evil push toward America, which has been, if you will, seduced by a people that claim to be Jews and are not. Now, our government today gives support to a place called Israel. 1948, it was made into a state. And since then, they have been acquiring more and more land as they expand their policy to take in more of the land that they claim is theirs. Now, they're driving out people, actually killing people, wounding people, because the people that are there have no military might to withstand the onslaught of the Jews, as they have made it a point to become a strong nuclear power in the Middle East. Now, there's a growing menace that is coming in the end times that is developing in the Middle East, and this is what we want to concentrate on tonight. We want to concentrate on Iran. Now, when you see this come to pass, flee into the mountains, the Bible says. Iran. You ever thought about that? Iran. Now, Russia just reported here on September the 10th, it reported that Israel may be moving closer to attacking Iran. In Revelation chapter 3, listen to this, verse 3. Remember therefore how that thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come upon thee as a thief. And thou shalt not know the hour I will come upon thee, but for us who do watch, Luke 21:34. And take heed to ourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day comes upon you unaware. And if so that you are, make sure that you're not drunk with the cares of this world, and that this will not come upon you, watch for it. Because it's almost here. Now, the first thing that I would suggest you do is to gather food. Get it ready. Now, we've had terrible famine, we've had terrible wars, but nothing to compare to the prophetic identity of the coming war that I believe will be triggered by Israel, the place that they call Israel, those people that they call Israel. They're not really Israelites. And I'll give you some indication about that just a little bit later on. But remember now, remember that we are to be notified that in the Bible that Damascus, now this is one of the oldest cities upon the earth, that Damascus will become a heap. That it sounds like that's a nuclear strike against Syria. Now remember that they are aligned with Iran in a coalition. Now Russia lays behind Iran, and they don't want nobody on their borders, and they've then said if Iran is attacked, that they may be provoked to guard their own interest in that area. Now, whatever that means. But listen, as the Bible says, that we are going to have some trouble here in the area that I'm talking about, and the coalition, the United States in particular, the United Nations in general, has told Iran that it needs to respond by August the 27th. Well, they responded on August the 27th. That's already come and passed. They responded, but it wasn't to the satisfaction of the United Nations, particularly the United States and Great Britain, and others who are worried about the growing threat, and that this could actually destroy the peace, and it could be a step toward Armageddon. Now, I mentioned Armageddon last night, and I want you to remember it's going to be a time of Jacob's trouble, according to the book of Jeremiah, that we need to read, and it's in 30 and 7. It will be a time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be delivered out of it. Now, is Jacob really that people over there in the Middle East? Or is Jacob's people being scattered abroad, like I have proven that the house of Ephraim is the United States of America? And that Great Britain is the nation that would become great, Manasseh. He would become a great nation, and it's the only nation that's called great. This is prophetic. And that they would be asleep in the days when this trouble would come upon Israel, that Israel would actually lose its identity, which we have. And now we have a support and coalition of people around the world that supports the Jews who say they're Israel. And they actually named their nation Israel. They didn't name it Judah. By being Jews, you wonder why they didn't name it Judah. But they stole the name. They're not Israelites over there, ladies and gentlemen. They're not there. You've just been made to believe they are. Jeremiah 8:11. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. There is no peace solution to this thorn that is now beginning to prick the nations in the Middle East. Jeremiah 8:15. We look for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, we receive trouble. Jeremiah 8:20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Now, if you remember, summer ends in the West between September 1st and September 30th. And fall begins as summer ends fall. Russia has reported that Israel may be moving to attack Iran, and that they are just now, they are preparing for this war, and you need to get prepared to leave the cities. That's what I want you to remember, my listeners tonight. Remove yourself from the cities. If you're in the city, flee. Get out as soon as you can, and you know that they have a depopulation plan through the vaccination program, which will be introduced with a pandemic or martial law or both. This could balloon into something that they have planned for a long time, and we know that right after the destruction of Damascus, when you see that, then you'll know that it's going to begin a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, the brunt of the retaliatory forces will be toward America. Because, you see, we're going to take it upon ourselves, as there already is, talks with Israel. These talks have just ended, ladies and gentlemen, and they went on. They went on in July. I think they ended in the week-long U.S.-Israel marathon in Jerusalem in Tel Aviv. Thursday, July 30th, was the platform for the Obama administration's first unveiling of a new U.S. diplomatic military program for Iran and its nuclear threat. Military and intelligence sources are now disclosing that the three-stage program was presented by the United States Defense Secretary Robert Gates when he was there back in July, and his National Security Advisor James Jones when he was presented to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Barak and Chief of Staff General Gabi Askenazi. Now, you reckon he's a Jew? I wouldn't think so. General Gabi Askenazi, Mossad Chief Mir Dagon, and Military Intelligence Head Amos Yarden. The new approach consists of three steps to thwart Iran's drive for a nuclear bomb. Diplomatic engagement will go as far as it will. That's what America intends to do. Then the American officials assured Israel that they were aware of the diminishing chances of this track succeeding in view of the Islamic regime's domestic troubles, but the U.S. administration is still determined to give it a chance up until early September. Up until early September. If diplomacy fails, Washington will then embark on the second phase, introduction the increasingly harsh sanctions against Iran, such as an embargo on exported and refined oil, its products, including gasoline, and will blockade Iran's seaports, which will definitely bring about war. Now, this is a war such as that produces a time of trouble for Israel. Now, I'm not talking about that place that you think Israel. I'm talking about America and Great Britain. These are the sons of Joseph. These are the birthright sons, and this is where the birthright of the original house of Israel is. It is not over there where you think it is. It's no longer there. 1 Samuel 7:10 would tell you that they would leave and never return there. So Israel is not over there where they are misguiding you, telling you that that is Israel over there. Just because they named that nation Israel, it does not mean that it is Israel, Jacob's, Israel's people over there calling the shots. They are definitely not Israelites over there. They are of the house of Ashkenazi. And the Sephardic Jews who call themselves, who adopted, by the way, the Jewish religion in the 8th century, and these are the ones that call themselves Jews and are not, and are liars, and when you say anything about them, they brand you as an anti-Semitic when you yourself are a part of Israel. If you're Semitic, you can't be anti when you identify where the true house of Israel is as opposed to where most people think it is. Listen to this now. Step 3. If Iran continues, and they have. Remember what's going to happen. If the diplomacy fails and Iran continues to forge ahead with its nuclear and missile development, the U.S. will resort to its military options. Military sources report that the American visitor shared with Israeli leaders their specific plans of actions with details of the resources that they plan to well against Iran. Gates and Jones wound up the presentation by stating unambiguously that Iran is a big power issue and it behooves the United States as the leading world power to handle it. So leave it to us. And like an American ally and a friendly government, they tell Russia, the role that they assigned Israel was to leave its military option on the table in order to keep Tehran under pressure. But that they themselves would resort militarily with the options that they laid out in the plan. Jerusalem sources are quoted as saying that the Netanyahu government will study the new Obama administration's program and decide how best to approach it. On one hand, Israel's political and defense leaders were provided with the first detailed and coherent Washington plan that has been devised before dealing with the prospective Iranian nuclear menace. It meant that Israel is not alone in the field against the Islamic Republic, and has been relieved by the American plan of action of the need to resort to unilateral military action. On the other hand, the intelligence estimates that the U.S. and Israel traded in their talks this week differ on Iran's timeline for assembling nuclear warheads and devices. By asking Israel to leave the Iranian nuclear threat to the United States, Gates and Jones were also telling Israel to accept the U.S. intelligence account of a longer estimate of this timeline as opposed to what Israel is given the timeline to work. And this, in the long run, might turn out to be the breach of Israel's security interest by the United States by prolonging or waiting for the military option. But you can believe, ladies and gentlemen, that that military option is going to begin. Now, watch. The military attack on Iran and Syria could happen before all these things that I have been talking about used as a catalyst to bring all these things to pass through the fear that it will cause and invoke. Watch for mass globalization vaccination. It's going to begin in late September. There's a mountain of proof that they are planning this to become global, and China is to become the first country in the world to start a mass swine flu vaccination program for its population following a big surge in the number of cases. Although no one has died from this virus in China, the authorities describe the situation as grim. China has the most people, and it only takes and makes sense that they start first. But to do it at all makes no sense. Again, no need to mass vaccinate, and the chart of global vaccination program of depopulation is hinged in the prophecy that I'm fixing to read you. Now, here we go. Luke 21, verse 11. And you will remember this scripture, and I hope you do. Great earthquakes shall be seen in divers places. When they wanted to know the end, he said, great earthquakes will be in divers places. There will be famines and pestilence and fearful sights. Now, these fearful signs could be hundreds and hundreds of thousands to perhaps millions to perhaps billions of people laying dead with a deadly virus on the rampage. Wouldn't that provoke fearful sights? Great signs shall there be from heaven. And when these things begin to come past, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, what type of redemption did we see in Mr. Washington's vision of the Third World War? He saw an America on its knees. He saw America almost destroyed. And yet, there was an angel. A divine intervention is all it's going to save the house of Israel. It is going to be like it was in the days of Egypt, when the true Israelites, when they were at the ocean, the mouth of the ocean, and the Egyptian army was pouncing upon them, and they were trapped. And then Moses took his staff and struck the waters, and they rolled back. And Israel actually went over on dry ground. I don't know how long it took the great two winds, one strode one way and one the other, and opened up a wall through the water and actually dried the ground up at the same time. Now, this is a miracle. But when you see these signs of Luke 21 and 11, great earthquakes in many places, famines, pestilence, fearful signs, great signs shall there be from heaven. These events are being timed to start together, and we can see that China is in on the Project Blue Beam, and I've spoke to you about Project Blue Beam, when they bring in a planned rapture for in Ezekiel 38:10, thus saith Yah, it shall come to pass that at the same time these things come up into thy mind, that thou shalt think an evil thought. They will turn the direction to the unwalled. You see, Israel is walled. They've now done like Eastern Germany. They built a wall to keep people away from their democracy. If you could call it a democracy, that's a joke. America is perhaps one of the few nations that's a superpower that doesn't have any walls built to forbid an invasion. No nation in its right mind would dare But there's going to come a time when the Bible says that they shall think an evil thought, and they will turn their face toward America. Now, you watch for the United States government to hype the swine flu here in September and October like they're doing, and you watch the forced vaccination begin to come to play around the latter part of September or the middle part of October. Forced vaccination. Watch for the planned economic collapse to begin in late September, early October. Watch for that. They're planning a global event by design. All this has been pre-planned, and the bailed-out banks will systematically collapse. And in this time of trouble, there will be a war started under the guise of having to retaliate against this nation for its mass weapons of destruction, just like they coached us into believing that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction in order to invade his country. He was actually destroying his Scud missiles that he'd fired against Israel. He was actually destroying them as the United Nations was approving and saying that he was definitely destroying them. And yet, while they were doing that, the United States and its coalition struck without any mercy after promising that they wouldn't do so if he invaded Kuwait. Well, that was a sucker move. He fell for it, had his soldiers to invade Kuwait and take back some territory that was at dispute. And while he was dug in Kuwait, the coalition forces, they struck. Ladies and gentlemen, and when they struck, I'm telling you, it was a evil, and you haven't seen the horrors of that war. You didn't get to see it. You just saw some pictures from the air. You need to get that ground zero and seeing how much destruction that these airplanes did with the retreating Iraqis that were trying to get back into their homeland out of Kuwait. After they promised that they would withdraw, that America wouldn't attack, but she did. Who gave them that final order? What people in America gave that final order for that? Was it George Bush? I don't think so. Planned economic collapse. Watch for it. Bailed out banks will collapse. Watch for it. They don't have enough money, and they know that. This is designed, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a Federal Reserve emergency, a Federal Reserve emergency, and all these things fulfill Scripture if they happen together, as it is in Luke 21:11, great earthquakes, diverse places, famines, pestilence, fearful signs, great signs shall there be from heaven. And when these things begin to come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, Project Bluebeam has already been planned on the boards of the government to bring about a false holographic second coming. And the great and fearful sign from heaven in Luke 21:11 fulfills, and the Yahweh's children who are waiting to go through the fire of global nuclear war of Armageddon, which comes within 2 months, possibly, of this date. Get your commerce invisible barcode tattoo equals the mark of the beast and end up in trouble, or prepare. Have your foodstuffs ready where you can survive if you want to survive, and some may not. But ladies and gentlemen, we found out that there was strength in America long after this long, drawn-out Armageddon, Third World War, which is coming about to end all wars, which will actually begin the end of the satanic Babylonian rule. You look at the proof, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got that of who we are, and you'll see the prophetic landmark date of 1776 for America. It was the year that America colonialists declared their independence from Great Britain, fulfilling the second article regarding Ephraim and Manasseh of Genesis 48:16-19. You notice that the British didn't begin their rise to greatness until the 1800s. And it is said at close to the 19th century that Britain had amassed the largest empire in the world, covering nearly one quarter of the Earth's lands. They built an empire which the sun never set. Historians estimate that the height of the British Empire was 51 times the size of the Roman Empire in their heyday. Great Britain. But notice, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the gates of their enemies. Genesis 22:17. During the 19th and 20th century, Great Britain and the United States possessed the bulk of the world's most strategic land and sea gates, including the Straits of Gibraltar, and the 19th century truly belonged to Great Britain. However, Great Britain began to see its power diminish during the 20th century, and America's dominance, which has continued now until this day. Truly, the younger brother Ephraim shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. So, what hints does the scripture give us to locate the lost tribes of Israel and of Ephraim and Manasseh? We know that it would have a great population such as the sand of the sea. Well, the Jews can't boast in the great population. It's Israel that will be the blessed nation. Israel is promised to rule. Israel. Jacob's descendants would become a powerful and mighty nation, and the United States is the most powerful of all of the nations of the earth combined. We have the resources to wage war on every front, east, west, north, and south. And we can end wars real quick if we want to. We have awesome technology that is in the pipeline that has already been proven to other nations of our military might. And that's why that the other nations are reluctant to press and push the United States to the point of retaliatory strikes against their nation. The two great nations would spring forth from Joseph. One of those, ladies and gentlemen, is the United States of America, which is now the most powerful and mighty nation, and it's the United States. It's no other nation in the world. It's the United States. What nation has the symbol and the emblems of Joseph? The United States. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, it says that the horns of a unicorn, Joseph, will push its enemies to the end of the world. What nation can do that? And amass, no nation on the earth is immune from the wrath of America right now. And yet, there's going to be a coalition. Something is going to come up in their hearts according to the 38th chapter and 11th verse of the book of Ezekiel. And I told you that the 38th and the 39th chapters are presentations of the final Armageddon battle. And yet, when the Bible readers, when they read that these nations are going to come up against God's people, Israel, everybody just assumes that it's going to be over there where they used to be, as opposed to where they're at now. Remember, these nations are going to be as the sand of the sea. Those people over there in Israel number probably anywhere from 4 to 6 million. That's not the sands of the sea. The United States itself has hundreds of millions of people that would qualify to be Israel. Great Britain, Australia, Canada, Germany, France, Scotland, Ireland, Denmark, the Netherlands. These nations qualify to be Jacob's descendants, which will exercise authority over other nations and peoples, and that is the leadership of the United States and Great Britain. And Israel will possess most of the world's wealth. What nation is that? That's the United States. What nation will possess the greatest agricultural wealth? Of course, that's the United States of America. And David will always have a descendant to sit upon his throne of Israel. Now, Israel is not a collected parliament, or like the crown of Great Britain, where they have a king. They don't mean that. The throne of David would sit over the house of Israel, and that descendant must come from the house of Joseph. Therefore, the greatest heist in the world has been the ability of a small people to convince the world that they are God's chosen people, as opposed to the Bible identifying who Yahweh's chosen people are. That's Israel. And the people over there don't claim to be Israel, they claim to be Jews. But the Bible says in Revelations 2 and 9 that they're liars and the truth ain't in them. When you really dig up the facts, ladies and gentlemen, and look at the evidence, hands down, you will, after studying, you will be convinced that those people over there who claim to be Israel are not Israel, and the people who claim not to be Israel are the people of Israel, and they were asleep and didn't know it until they were awakened in the last days to their true identity. And that's where Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call and the mission that our brethren, our elders, have assigned me the mission of preaching the true identity in the last days, a message that will go out and warm the hearts of the house of Israel scattered abroad, namely the Caucasian Israelite blushing people of the earth. Now, I wouldn't want to continue to let you see how many things that there are in history that has shown us that only one group of people come to embrace a doctrine to fit the identity of a people, such as the emblems and signs and the flags and the crest and the items that would reflect the house of Jacob Israel. Jacob was a blushing Israelite. Adam was a blushing Israelite. David was a blushing Israelite. The Messiah was a blushing Israelite. Are you in that category? Can you blush? Are you of the blushing people that Yahweh has chosen from the foundation of the world? If you notice that basic early English law, the Bible has had a much greater influence on English-speaking peoples than any other group outside that are taken for granted today. The people that believe the Bible and that it was readily available for the common man, it is said that the Bible is the most famous book in the world. Religious freedom and financial resources has enabled the people of the United States and Great Britain to spread the knowledge of the Creator, the mighty Yah, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And scattered throughout the world, and yet being called home now to their Father, lost in the world and forsaken, blind and oblivious to who they are, in the greatest nation of the earth, the United States, and Great Britain, the two sons of Joseph, with Ephraim being the birthright son to bring forth a man from our midst to sit upon the throne in the last days. That is our elder brother when he comes back. He's already been here once, ladies and gentlemen, and you can believe he ain't gone to sleep. He's not on Valium. He's not up there drinking alcohol to calm his nerves. He's not doing anything. He's not chewing on his fingernails. The Bible said, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh at the calamities and mock when their fear comes. But you'll hear a voice behind you in that day saying, this is the way. Walk in and find rest for your soul. Do you believe there's a haven? Do you believe that Yahweh's laws mean anything to his people? Well, according to what America has done, the great sin of America is to open her borders and let all kinds of people other than those who were destined or predestined to come here and to carve this great, beautiful, industrious, rich nation into the nation that it's become and is now being given away piecemeal, the infrastructure torn down by an antichrist, the system that does not want you to even read the name of your Creator in a school. That you cannot have the Ten Commandments posted in a judicial government building. Do you believe that that's what Yahweh had in mind when he created this nation? Do you think that our forefathers could ever imagine that there'd be a day that you couldn't stand up and put your hand over your heart and recite the Pledge of Allegiance? Because it contained the name of God, and it might be offensive to someone that didn't believe in God or believe in other gods. Now listen to this. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 and 14. When you have eaten and are satisfied, and America has eaten and she's been satisfied, praise Yahweh for the good land he has given to you. Be careful that you do not forget your mighty one. And your father commands his laws and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, and when you build fine houses and settle down and grow very large in silver and gold increases, and all you have is multiplied, and then your heart will become proud, and you will forget that you were brought from the land of slavery. Deuteronomy 8, 10 through verse 14. Isn't this exactly what's happened to America? Our people have forgotten by wanting to be kind to those who were killing our land, wanted to turn around and give them a piece of the land or give them the land which is out of order. America has become the failing nation and must go through a chastisement which is to bring back our vision, our intestinal fortitude to stand up in that day and declare. Now, America and its ancestors did not receive these blessings because of their goodness. Do not think in your heart that it is my righteousness which has brought me in to possess this land, Yahweh said. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go into the land to establish the word which I have sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. See, he's telling them right here in the book of Deuteronomy that they're going to go on beyond the land that they thought was the land of milk and honey, and it wasn't. And scatter them in 721 B.C. and bring them through the Caucasus Mountains and into the British Isles and into the rich European valley, plumb up to the top of the earth. only to America, on this continent of North America, where now the biggest portion of the house of Israel lives. Is that why we are being targeted? Is that why we're being chosen for mass destruction? Is that what the enemy has planned? Because they know who you are, and yet you don't know who they are. That may be the biggest problem, ladies and gentlemen, that we encounter today, is simply because we do not know who the enemy is. This is this. French government plans to forcibly mass vaccinate. That was announced on August 31st. The World Health Organization predicts an explosion of swine flu cases, and that was predicted on August the 21st. New superbugs prove clearly that they were created as a pandemic and reveals that they are not naturally occurring. That was on August 11th. On August the 17th, the United States government was to begin hyping the swine flu in September or October for the coming agenda of mass forced vaccination. Vaccine-induced disease epidemic outbreaks throughout history, all proven to be fake outbreaks, just to mass inoculate the public. Why are they so interested in bringing about a mass vaccination? There's something behind it. Well, if you read Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia and China will become very urgent. And they're warning that if Iran is attacked, that World War III will become the world's responsibility. World War III. That's what he got planned, ladies and gentlemen. And Ezekiel chapter 38, just change the wording of Israel and think about the United States. Because that's where this nation is going to come under attack. Not that little sandbox over there, although they will be fighting. You can believe that. But according to some of the prophecies, that land will be desolate, including Damascus. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not far from Jerusalem. If Damascus is desolate and nuclear attacked, you can believe that this nuclear holocaust will reach over into Tel Aviv and to Jerusalem. Now, when that happens, and then all of the doctrine of these false messiahs that are coming on the scene to encourage us to look over there and support that nation that they call Israel, which it itself is not. It's a people over there that are Khazaric. They're Ashkenazis. They don't have any blood relationship to the house of Shem, or to the house of Jacob, or to the house of Isaac. That's the sons of Saxton. That's Great Britain and the United States and Germany and France and Australia and Canada and New Zealand. All of these nations are warm and wonderful. Denmark. All through Europe, we have a bed of Israelites. And here in America, we have the greatest of the lands of promise. And that will never be defeated as long as there's a sun and a moon. America will be devastated. There will be cannibalism. There's going to be famine. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be a time of trouble for Jacob, and it's in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7. I want you to read it. I want you to turn and mark it in your Bible, because it has to come before the end time of Armageddon, when the heavens will roll back like a scroll, and when that angel that George Washington seen, when America is almost to its knees in defeat, when it has to know that it once was bondsman in capital Babylon, And we have opened our gates and shores. We have opened our government doors. And people have crept in unaware to rule this nation and to lead it to its path of almost, not quite, but almost sudden destruction. But ladies and gentlemen, that same angel that will stand up in the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, read the 12th chapter, if you want to know what happens to the house of Jacob, oh yes, it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. Oh yes, it's going to be a few there be that find it, and oh yes, only those who are pure gold will come through the fire and hold that fire in their hands and walk up and down in the mighty name of Yahweh. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. They brought you this message that you've heard tonight, the second part of America, the land of Ephraim. And you know that the devil don't like the land. He don't like the covenants. He don't like the promises. And he's going to try to defeat the final plan that Yahweh has for Jacob, man. That is the house of Israel, the one he chose. You are chosen because you were the fewest people in the earth. We are now less than one-fifth of the world's population. We are diminishing fast. Satan has a destruction plan, and the final plan is to bring about the final war to eliminate Yahweh's people from the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready. Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, we thank you for tonight's sponsorship. We love you very much, and we praise you. We got to get out of here. You're listening to the Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And my telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call me tonight, let me give it to you. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. We'd like to hear from you if you'd just like to call us. We're live here on a Saturday evening with you. It's coming up on about 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. It's early in the evening, and we love you. We will enjoy talking with you. If you'd just like to call us, well, you can do so. Take the liberty to just call us up. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write me, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, 37824. And I love you very much. And all you got to do is put your faith in one pair of hands. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that great name will do for you? You know what that name means to you when you really have the identity of who you are? It's your Father. We don't have a God, we got a Father. And we all love Him. All of the Israelites are coming to open their eyes. You see, pressure is what it takes to pop open Jacob's eyes. When he wakes up and he sees where he's at and who he was and what he's given away, he's going to call out to the living God. He's going to be on his face. He's going to be on his knees. He's going to be repenting. He's going to promise Yahweh his very heart. He's going to come out of the swine pens of the world. He's going to know that he's passed from death unto life because he loves Yahweh. Well, I'll see you, ladies and gentlemen, right on down the line with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. I'll be back next Monday night at 9 o'clock, and I will join you then on WWRB 3.85, and next Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on Worldwide 3.185 and 5050, brought to you by Brother Mark and Audrey, and on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, and on Friday night at 9:30, and again, again next Saturday night. I'll see you at 8 o'clock. We love you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's New Jerusalem, USA. You're going to need it. Praise Yahweh.
One pearl made the sun and moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree.